Motion Fox is a new startup providing a range of Irish-designed, high-vis activewear started by two friends, one committed cyclist, the other a committed motorist. Motion Fox bridges the gap between safety wear and sportswear. On the line with me now is Rob Quigley. And Rob, where did you get the idea to do something like this?
It really came from, I was cycling from, I was living in Ashtown at the time, and I was cycling over to UCD on a daily basis. And I was one of those people who put on a high-vis vest and thinking, you know, this is great, and then put on a backpack over it. And it was just, it kind of occurred to me that, you know, surely there's some kind of a way that, you know, it could cover it. And there are, you know, I've seen people with maybe a second high-vis wrapped around their bag or trying to stretch one over them and the bag, and it kind of ends up riding up and flapping in the wind and stuff. Yeah. And I was thinking, oh, there must be something there. So it was literally just, you know, I kind of went online, Googled, and I was just kind of thinking, oh, I'll find somewhere where I can buy this, like where, you know, it can expand and cover your bag if you're wearing a bag. But, you know, sometimes you're not always wearing a bag, so I wanted to be able to contract so that I could, you know, so it was flexible and it could adapt to how I wanted to use it. And I couldn't come across one. So the more I kind of searched, the more I kind of thought, well, maybe I'm not the only person who wants something like this. And said it to a few friends. And that was when Steve Benton, who's the guy that I started the business with, we were talking, and he was actually in teaching at the time, and he was saying, yeah, he's seen, you know, kids and coming into school and they're not wearing high-vis, or if they are, they have the school bag over it and things like that. And so we just started to kind of expand on the idea a bit, and my fiance brought up a sewing machine from her parents' house in Leitrim and gave me the basics. And so we started to kind of hack together a few different ideas and prototypes, and it was just then that we started to kind of get into it and the different ways of doing it. And what we wanted to do was, like you said, just keep it real simple. Mm. You know, it's a concept that we can explain in, you know, a couple of minutes. It's literally got fasteners on either side. You can expand it as much or as little as you want. You can expand one side if you just have a messenger bag or, you know, a lady's handbag or something. Mm. Or if you're wearing a big backpack, you can open it right out. Or if you're just wearing a small bag, you can just undo one of the fasteners or something. So it's flexible, but yet it's simple. And it's the kind of thing that people see it and they go, oh yeah, I get it.
That's, you know, fantastic.
It just, it kind of makes sense because it is adaptable to how people want to use it, whether they have a bag, don't have a bag, mm-hmm. you know, whether they're going running, whether they're going hiking, using it on a motorbike, cycling, whatever. You know, we just wanted something that will be quite flexible, but as well quite simple, so that people can just see it and they go, oh yeah, I get it. That's kind of cool. It's something that people are coming back to us and saying, yeah, this is great. I can't believe it wasn't here before. And I guess that's a real success for us because it means, you know, it's simple, people get it, and it's the kind of thing that once people see it, they're like, oh yeah, how come nobody's come up with that yet? And we're like, oh, somebody has, and it's us.
Yeah, exactly. And where did you get funding for this? Because, you know, did you put your own money into it? Did you go to an enterprise board?
Yeah, well, that's a very good question. What we did was between myself and Steve, we actually funded the business together. So it's, you know, private finance, 50-50 between ourselves. But who we did go to and who actually was very extremely helpful in terms of kind of starting the business and stuff like that and giving support was the one of the area partnerships, the Blanchardstown Area Partnership, which is very close to us here. We're based in Dublin 15. And what they are is kind of their sort of in between. They're not quite County Enterprise Board because we did talk to the Fingal County Enterprise Board, but we felt that with the area partnership, we actually just got on well with them. And they're a bit, you know, they gave good kind of practical advice, you know, and then they kind of run workshops and day courses and things like that. But where they were really helpful was I was able to get onto the short-term enterprise allowance, which is a scheme that the Department of, I think it's Social Protection now, run, where you can actually get the unemployment benefits if you start a company. And they were actually great in terms of actually, you know, just assisting us with that, you know, because to actually, to get it, you have to, you know, start a company, you have to incorporate, you have to go to the company's registration office, you have to register with the revenue, all these different kind of, you know, important but kind of administrative things that were definitely outside our comfort zone in terms of the actual kind of logistics of starting a business. And they were able to really help us with that. And once we kind of got on that and we were on the scheme, it was really good for us to actually you know, have kind of a support network there, maybe, I guess is what you'd call them, in that we could go to them for advice in terms of marketing, in terms of brand development and things like that. And now that we're kind of up and running, now we can kind of take it and move it to the next level ourselves and just, you know, get Motion Fox out there and just get people interested and get people excited about the brand and some of the things that we currently offer and some of the new products that we are going to be bringing out in the new year.
How do you generate that interest? Because there's so many strands of kind of marketing that you can do now. There's social media, there's email marketing, etc. So what do you guys use to spread the word about Motion Fox?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I guess it's a question that all kind of startup businesses do have to deal with initially, because you might have the best product in the world, but if no one actually knows about it, well, then, you know, it's just going to sit there on the shelf. So primarily because we're an online retailer, we focused heavily on social media, be it Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. We have a big Facebook presence and we're trying to grow that all the time. As well, we focused on search engine optimization in terms of getting us up higher on the ranks for the different searches that people might use to actually come across to our website. As well, we've been sending out press releases and photos and things like that. We're getting some coverage, particularly online. We had an article on bizstartup.ie there the other day. And this is great. You've been talking to yourself here now. We're targeting the radio stations just in the run-up to Christmas, because, you know, we're coming in at a price point of around $19.95 plus postage, it's a bit of a recession-friendly price. So we're specifically targeting the idea of kind of a Christmas stocking filler or something like that. It's kind of so we're trying to get out there. We're looking at print media and things like that. It can be quite expensive, particularly for a startup company, and all the other kind of companies bump up their budgets in the run up towards Christmas and things like that. What we're focusing on is, like you said, kind of social media focus. So Facebook, Twitter. We're actually making some videos this weekend. So some YouTubes that you might see, which may or may not go viral depending on the level of interest or how it actually works out. But so what we're trying to do is develop the brand online, get the word out there, and then, you know, focus on the traditional media as well in terms of press releases. Even the experience of actually writing a press release was something that was new for us, even just in terms of the formatting and things like that. And so we're kind of constantly working with, we have a photographer that works with us, and we're taking new photos all the time and trying to, you know, develop the kind of look and feel of the different products that we're selling and relate them to the brand, and just try and have kind of a cohesive, kind of coordinated approach to things. And hopefully just get traffic to motionfox.com. That's the name of the game in the end.
Did you find that you guys had to kind of fight the stereotype that high-vis wear is only for builders?
Yeah, certainly. And when we were kind of knocking around taglines, that was one of the ones that we were thinking, that high-vis, it's not just for builders, because there is the perception that it's kind of something that you wear if you're on a building site, or you wear if you're going to work on an oil rig or something like that. And we did a lot of market research at the start earlier this year and things like that. And what we were finding, that it wasn't necessarily that people weren't concerned with visibility. And people know themselves, if you're going for a walk in the evening, or if you're going for a run or a cycle or something like that, people are aware that it is actually, it can be difficult for other road users or other people just to see if you're wearing a black jacket and black trousers and stuff like that. But what people were saying, the feedback we were getting from people, was that the items were, the visibility items were very much geared towards that safety wear market. So, you have your fire retardant kind of high vis wear, like, and that's a million miles from what somebody wants to wear if they're just going out, if they're just walking the dog of an evening or something like that, or they're just cycling to the shops. So the feedback we were getting from people, that, there wasn't something there that was kind of not fully kind of safety wear focused, so I had some style elements to it as well. And that's why we went with the different colors, like, so we have the pinks and the blues and things like that. We do have, still the yellow, which is, the kind of traditional high-vis color. But, you know, we decided to branch out into different colors and different styles, and even just the way the actual the high-vis material is actually sewn on. We don't have it in a huge block. We've kind of separated out into smaller strips so that, you know, it doesn't actually scream kind of safety at you, but it's just as effective if you're out at night in low light situations as the high-vis builder's vest. You know, it's exactly as noticeable, but it's just it's got slightly more of a style kind of aspect to it. Like it was feedback that we were getting from people in terms of, well, yeah, they might wear high-vis, but, you know, there's nothing out there for them. So that's what we've actually tried to develop, is that something that, you know, people can, you know, wear, but it doesn't look like they're on their way to, you know, a building site. Exactly.
Rob Quigley from Motion Fox, thanks for joining us on In Focus this week. I hope you guys get the success that you so desperately want and so desperately deserve.
Thank you very much. It was great to be on the show. Thanks.